In another life, Hamidou Sissoko was an auto mechanic. But today, he uses those skills to create beautiful works of art.
Usually I don't say that I'm a former car mechanic, but I said, okay, artist, and I'm looking for this kind of a material. And when I describe, they can tell he knows something about the car.
Sissoko grew up in Mali. He immigrated to the United States in 2001 and worked as an auto mechanic until his daughter was born. Now, Sissoko welds nature-inspired sculptures, drawing from his past career and experiences.
My ethnic group, we are farmers. So I grew up raising cow, sheep, and when I came here, I couldn't do any garden, but since we bought our house, you know, I've been 16 years, I've been doing my own gardening.
Sissoko joined nearly 50 other artists for the opening of the 34th annual Sculpture in the Garden exhibit at North Carolina Botanical Gardens. He stood in front of his installation where transmission gear insects pollinate human-sized flowers made out of manifolds, springs, and propane tanks. This is Grandpa's garden.
My father-in-law, he loved garden, he loved insects, so we decided to name after one of his desires.
Many more sculptures line the trails of the garden. Emily Oglesby, the communications and exhibit coordinator for NC Botanical Gardens, oversees the submission process and placement of the sculptures.
Right now, we're in this kind of late summer period where the sunflowers are appearing, the asters, the goldenrod. Soon the leaves will start to change, the light starts to change, the grasses get really fluffy.
Inside a raised bed, white ceramic lotuses appear to float upon the murky waters, where tadpoles swim just below the surface. Artist Karen Stevens Fisher said hand-building these blooms was cathartic.
The lotuses just seemed perfect for me. They just spoke to me because of all the things that I've been going through, and including COVID. You know, just this whole period of time of trying to find our way forward, through difficult times, and that out of all of this muck and mud and watery depths will arise this beautiful flower at some point. At the time, I didn't really think that they would necessarily be on view or for sale. It was just part of my process of grieving and working through what I was working through.
Forrest Greenslade, a retired molecular biologist and longtime participant in the exhibit, took an educational approach to sculpture and submitted an installation he calls
Food for Sex. The pollinator is looking for a meal, and the plant is looking for sex.
His artwork lines the side of the garden's information center. Painted bees, ladybugs, and butterflies feed on pointillistic flowers made of galvanized steel.
As they're moving the pollen from plant to plant, it increases the genetic variability of the plant species, and therefore increases the probability that it will survive over millennia.
Greenslade won an honorable mention for his work entitled Frogue Magazine's Best Dressed of 2022, a collection of painted metal frogs. A panel of two local artists judged the sculptures, awarding three honorable mentions and one Best in Show. Beck Conrad, Fabrication and Innovation Lab Manager at the NC School of Science and Math, and one of the evening's two jurors, announced the final award.
I referred to the thoughtful artist statement and was impressed by the time invested to find just the right pieces as well as the craftsmanship to assemble such a piece. Our selection for Best in Show is Grandpa's Garden by Hamidou Sissoko.
Well, how does it feel? You got Best in Show.
Last year I got a prize, and this year I got another prize. So I'm very excited, you know, to keep doing what I'm doing. Thank you very much.
You can see Grandpa's Garden and other sculptures at the North Carolina Botanical Gardens. Sculpture in the Garden will run through December and is free to the public during normal operating hours. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Zachary Turner.